14-year-old Santa Rosa resident Andrew Thurber is not your typical teenager. Instead of playing video games or getting on Facebook after school, he tends to his flock of close to 50 turkeys. And what do his friends think about it?
They definitely think I'm different. I mean, you definitely don't have someone that lives in Santa Rosa with an acre property and 60-something turkeys and birds.
This is his third year raising turkeys. And just like Thurber, these are not your common birds. They are heritage turkeys, or traditional breeds that are more colorful and take longer to mature than commercial turkeys. Thurber's flock has a variety of bourbon reds and blacks.
This is the first year that we actually bred turkeys, and we bred around 40 bourbon reds.
And a few of them have names.
We usually name the ones that get beat up or that are just really mean. So we have Beat Up Bob, and we have Blondie, which is a bully.
Thurber got started with turkeys through the Sonoma County 4-H and Slow Food Russian Rivers Heritage Turkey Project. It's a program that began 11 years ago to encourage raising breeds of turkey that nearly went extinct because of the popularity of the broad-breasted white turkey. They became popular in the 1940s and 50s, says project head Catherine Thode.
Basically, in 20 years, it became that the commercial white bird with the broad breast and the white feathers became the standard turkey.
But the popularity of heritage turkeys have been slowly growing, thanks in part to programs like the Heritage Turkey Project and a consumer demand for non-GMO, organic, and hand-raised livestock. And Thode says they just taste better.
With the heritage birds, there's more of a complexity of flavor. There's more dark meat. It's more intensely turkey.
This past weekend, kids in the program butchered and cleaned over 200 birds. Later this week, consumers who pre-ordered the turkeys for $8 a pound will pick them up for Thanksgiving dinner.
These are not processed months in advance and frozen. I mean, people are getting a fresh farm-raised bird.
And while this program helps promote heritage breeds and sends many of them home to happy customers, Thode says another goal is to encourage kids to seriously look at livestock farming as a career.
These kids can look at this as a viable working project or something that they could continue to do. And that I'm really excited about in this project.
Andrew Thurber says his first year raising turkeys was difficult.
It was really hard because I had no idea what I was going into, and I didn't know we had to butcher them. I was like, oh gosh, what is that?
But now he says he's hooked, and the program has taught him a valuable lesson about our food system.
It makes you appreciate your food more and of where it comes from and how much work people actually put into it, and not just slapping a bun on top of it and eating it, not thinking anything of it.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.